where I live in Moab, our town has a plastic bag ban of all businesses. So 2.25 mil or smaller in size were previously not allowed to be used in any business in our town. And now that has been relaxed because of COVID-19.
Professor Rosalind Brain is a sustainable communities extension specialist at Utah State University and is disappointed that disposable plastic is being used so readily during the pandemic. Previously, she said almost half the people she saw at her local grocery store would bring their own bags. It's a different story now.
Mainly I'm concerned about people resorting back to their old habits of depending on bags from the store and purchasing overpackaged goods, because these are habits that we've been trained to be immersed in, and now they're our general operating procedure.
While many people have stopped bringing reusable bags to stores because of the pandemic, and some stores have even requested this practice, it is unclear the concern that reusable bags could spread the virus are valid. However, single-use plastic only requires a one-way transfer of goods, while a reusable bag requires workers to handle outside items.
I'm only aware of one study so far that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine that found that the virus could stay viable on plastic for up to 3 days in lab conditions. This includes reusable bags made of plastic, but also single-use disposable bags. The study didn't look into how the virus fares on fabric. So right now it's uncertain whether plastic bags are better than reusable when it comes to reducing spread of COVID-19.
In northern Utah, city officials have been working to implement a plastic management plan that was originally going to start in April and was then pushed back to later in the summer. Mayor Holly Dane says implementation is now on hold as she and other city leaders address concerns related to mitigating the spread of the coronavirus. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.